075 Cheyenne Leela Evening Pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world of Gokula Vrindavan. 6 p.m. to 8:24 p.m. Cheyenne Leela Evening Pastimes or Sunset Pastimes. Summary by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. Radha sends some sakis to Nandishwar with sweets for Krishna's dinner. After Krishna eats the sweets, the sakis return and bring Krishna's remnants and news of his activities. Meanwhile, Krishna is bathed, dressed with enchanting attire, and fondled by his mother and other elderly ladies. Krishna milks the cows and returns to the palace to enjoy his evening meal with his family members. And let us remember Radha and Krishna's evening pastimes. Mother Yashoda escorts her son into the bathroom where she engages some servants in bathing Krishna. Yashoda tells Dhanishta, "O Putri, go visit Radha and take the laddus and other delicacies from her, which Krishna enjoys so much. I asked Radha to prepare things that will increase the lifespan of both Krishna and Balaram." Dhanishta arrives at Radha's home only to find that Radha is eagerly waiting to send the preparations to Krishna. A messenger named Malati arrives with news from Vrinda for Radha. Vrinda said, "Radha, tonight you should meet your Prananath at Govindastali on the banks of the Yamuna." Radha covers the clay pots of food with white sheets and presents them to Dhanishta. She gives a wonderful basket of preparations to Tulsi and Kasturi Manjaris. Radha also gives betel leaves to Tulsi and sends them along with Dhanishta, who understands the hint about Radha and Krishna's rendezvous spot. When Dhanishta, Tulsi, and Kasturi arrive with Radhika's sweets, Yashoda takes them out of the box and arrays them in golden bowls. Yashoda adds some other homemade items. And then she calls for Maramangal and other Brahmin boys to offer the bhog to their family deity of Lord Narayan. Nandarani Yashoda's house servants moisten Ram Krishna's bodies with water, then massage them with Narayan oil. They remove the oil with scented powder and rub Amalaki oil in Ram and Krishna's hair. Then they bathe in rose-scented water poured from golden pitchers, dry off with soft cotton towels, and dress in fresh garments. Servants comb Kanai Balai's hair, apply tilak, rub aguru, kunkum, and other fragrances on their transcendental bodies. They decorate the boys with aromatic flower garlands and costly ornaments. After dressing, Krishna sits down to eat along with Balaram and Maramangal. Mother Yashoda serves coconut pulp, fruit drink, sliced fruits, and rasala drink to Krishna, Balaram, Batu, and the other Sakas. She offers the sweets made by Radhika, named Piyusha Granti, Karpur Keli, Amrit Keli, and Ladus. Pushpana rice is served at the end of the meal. Batu makes everyone laugh while eating. Afterwards, Krishna and the boys wash their mouths and relax briefly. While Krishna rests, the servants massage him and fan him with chamaras. And Krishna's friends go to the goshala to milk the cows. Dhanishta Sakhi collects Krishna's remnants and secretly sends them to Radhika through her assistant, Gunamala Sakhi. Radha and her Sakhis greatly relish Krishna's remnants. Then Radha ascends the Chandrashala to experience the topmost bliss of watching Krishna milk the cows. In the summertime, Krishna sometimes asks his mother, "Hey Ma, can we bathe in the Yamuna or Pavan Sarovar today? It's really hot." Granting the request, Yashoda sends her servants to walk behind Krishna, carrying his bathing paraphernalia, clothes, ornaments, and a snack. After water sporting with his friends, Krishna is decorated and dressed, and he enjoys a picnic and rest before going to the goshala to milk the cows. Radha and her sakhis also bathe in Yamuna or Pavan Sarovara whenever Krishna does. Radha feels joy touching the water that has touched Krishna's body. After bathing, Radha secretly sends sweets to Krishna through Kundalata. When Kundalata returns, Radha enjoys Krishna's remnants. While returning to their respective homes, Radha and Krishna exchange loving glances without interruption. As Krishna proceeds home, his servants carry his lota, pawn box, chamara, cowherding stick, and a rope for binding the cows. At the goshala, Nanda Maharaj sits on a cushioned seat beside the milk buckets, although busy directing the servants and the cowherd men in their duties. Nanda's eyes are fixed on the path that Krishna will return. The cows speak to their mooing, hungry calves, and their eyes perk up. The cows can barely walk because of the weight of their heavy udders, which are so full of streams of milk. Some of the cows have been milked, others are being milked, and some are still waiting. The gopas utter "he he he" to call each cow and calf by name. Buckets of milk flow from each cow as they are milked, yet their eager eyes stare down the road, searching for Krishna. While looking out for Krishna, the servants carry the full milk containers to the house and return the empty ones to Goparaj Nanda. The grunting of lusty bulls echoes through the sky as they repeatedly break the earth with their hooves or horns while fighting over fertile cows. Krishna enjoys seeing the calves imitating their fathers, playfully butting their heads. Taking Nanda's permission, Krishna milks the cows. draw his callus around Krishna. So he pacifies them by rubbing their backs, scratching their ears, and caressing them. Then Krishna tenderly smiles. The cows surround Krishna, and he pacifies them by rubbing their backs, scratching their ears, and caressing them. Then Krishna tenderly milks some cows, while the suckers milk others. After milking, Krishna lets the calves drink their mother's milk to their full satisfaction. Yet surprisingly, even after being completely milked by Krishna and feeding their babies, the udders of the cow remain completely full. Om Purnam Ada Purnamidam Purnam Purnam Udachate. The cows gaze at Krishna's lotus face with unblinking eyes and hearts full of love. As a result, milk automatically flows from their udders. The clever suckers collect this milk in pails and deliver it to Nanda Maharaj. Krishna and Balaram escort the calves and their affectionate mothers to their respective stalls. Then they return to their father, who is busy directing the servants. Nanda sends some back to the house with milk and orders other servants to guard the Goshala. Then Nanda takes Krishna, Balaram, and their friends to the house. Everyone washes their feet before entering the house and attending Lord Narayan's evening arati. After arati, Yashoda offers Narayana's remnants to Nanda and all the guests. There are a variety of fruit-shaped sweets, flowers, garlands, scents, and pan. Nanda mingles with the guests briefly. When it is time to leave, however, no one can take his eyes away from Krishna.